Certainly want to give thanks to all of the Smiths for all their work and dedication for camp. It takes a lot. Just this sound system that we have, visiting with Matt, and it said it took him 5 hours to set all of this up and then get everything. Yeah, it's on. Yeah, it's on. Anyway, to get everything set up, took him 5 hours to get everything fine-tuned. And we don't really realize sometimes all the work that it does take. And I appreciate that good song service. Don, those couldn't have been better songs. To the work. There's not a greater work in all of life. If men could just get a hold of it, grasp the greatness of God's work of saving the souls of men. All it takes is a little sacrifice on our part, especially living here in America with all of our blessings and everything at our fingertips. We just blow so much time. We're to make the most of our time because the days are evil. You'll turn your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 8. Says, in the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. The angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. There isn't any greater news in all of life. Nothing compares to the salvation of the souls of men. You and I are here in the greatest establishment that Almighty God, in all of His wisdom, and I hate to use the word come up with, because He doesn't have to come up with anything because He's omniscient. But my Bible says that through His wisdom, this was His eternal purpose, the church. Nothing but nothing supersedes her. Honor the church and His work. Oh, how I remember Don Bonan preaching on work, to the work. But so few will go. So few want the work. Sing all of these songs. Nobody goes. Jesus said the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Put your hand to the good work, because there's nothing greater. Only thing on this earth that's going to survive going to be the souls of men and women. And you and I have a greater part in that than what we really realize. I believe that desire trumps intellect. You show me a man that has a desire to win souls, and I'll show you a man who will succeed at it. And you show me a man that's intelligent but doesn't have the desire, he won't succeed. I was in sales, and I watched men that were very intelligent, but I also watched men that had the desire. Who got the sales? I guarantee you who did. It was the ones that had the desire to do it. Desire conquers all. What a blessing it is. And in sales, it was the law. See the people. That's pretty simple, isn't it? See the people? That's all you got to do is see them. There's just one thing I want to accomplish in the minds of people today. and that is the ease of obtaining Bible studies. There's not a greater joy in all of life. My comfort, my all in all, is to sit down. It's so relaxing. It is. It just makes you feel good inside. It gives peace and it gives joy to take this book. I love it. And I have a passion for it. You got a passion for it, you know what you'll do? You'll do it. And to start in the very beginning, Genesis, and just go right through with it. And then watch them grow. Listen to them. I listen very intentively what they're saying, because they're going to tell me what to teach them, because I know a lot of things have to come out. Are there a lot of things that have to come out of the lost world? Oh, my, I'll say. We are in such a mess today. Minds are so mixed up and so perverted. What a tragedy it is. I was baptized in August of 1972. And the very man that was responsible just kept after me for a Bible study, and finally I conceded and I was baptized into Christ. That was in August. Either then the next day or the day after, I just knew that I could convert my parents. Went down, brought the message to them, and I found that, oh boy, the world isn't going to accept this. But that didn't dampen my spirit, not one bit. January of 1973, 6 months later, Merlin called me on January the 1st and said, "You want to go calling?" I was actually in my mind saying, "God, I wish I could go calling today." And I said, "Yes, I do, Merle. Let's go." And so we just went right down the street from where we were. Do you remember it, dear? She remembers. A few doors down, knocked on that door, got a Bible study with an older couple. They were baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of all of their sins. Was there any greater thing to do on New Year's Day? Nothing superior. Nothing surpassed it. Then I moved from Topeka. Church there went sour. And I was blessed to be able to study under Don Bonon. All those classes. Oh my. Oh my. Caught him at the prime of his year. Church had just beat him up. Those of us that were there. I mean, they slaughtered that man. 85 of us went to Scott's Bluff, and that man was in the prime of his age, about 46, and he didn't lose any of his power. I believe he gained it. Oh, my. What messages he had at chapel. Whew. I mean, he could preach. And then his homiletics class, and if you want to preach, oh, my, just stirred your heart. Just so thankful. I got to stay on with him for a couple of, about 2.5 years. And he wanted me to call 10 hours a week. I had other duties in chapel every morning, taught class, and taught in the chapel, and then also had to make most of my living. "You try 10 hours a week." He said, "That's not very many. Try it." So you do. But that set the pace when I went to North Platte. That building was locked up. It was a little old dinky church building. It was locked up. We opened it up, and we started getting Bible studies, and I started calling. But Don had put within me to set this pace. You go to work. You settle down in that town. You convert men, and you have them support you. I believe that's the right plan. I know at one time there were men running all over wanting money. I never asked anybody for money. I never intend to. I've asked the church to cut my salary at times because I had to do that. It didn't bother me one bit. Glad to do it. For the work. Because is that the most important thing? Is the work of the church? You know, in John chapter 4, Jesus has just finished his discourse with the woman at the well. And if you will notice, and she went out, and this is John 4:25. Woman went out, the woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming. He was called Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to you." Did she become a witness? She did. Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am he." At that point, his disciples came, and they marveled that he had been speaking with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why do you speak with her?" So the woman left her water pot, went into the city, and said to them, "Come see a man who told me all the things that I have done. This is not the Christ, is it?" They went out of the city and were coming to him. In the meanwhile, the disciples were requesting him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about." The disciples therefore were saying to one another, "No one brought him anything to eat, did he?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." What's the work? Paul told Timothy, to do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Fill it up. How should a preacher, an evangelist, fill up his ministry, the service? It's the winning of lost men, the souls of men. It's the very purpose that Christ came for. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. We're called according to his purpose. Should we be interested in winning the souls of lost men? Knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men. Is it a joy to persuade men? I have never, ever been able to talk anyone into a Bible study, never. But I do want to study with them and persuade them what this book says, because it is the salvation of their soul. And there isn't any greater joy than to take this book and to sit down with people and go right through it and bring them to conversion and then watch them grow. Do people have to grow? And it takes a lot of patience. You can sit there and I've had people in tears because of their problems, their trials. I've had some get so upset and so angry they've got up and left the Bible study. I've had them bursting in tears and just get up and walk away because they figured out from this book and the studies that their son was lost and in hell because of what this book said. And she said, "My son didn't do that." And she's trying to get me to say, you know, he's lost, and I wouldn't commit. I said, "Well, God's a good judge, and he'll judge it, you know." And she finally just burst in tears. My wife and I have got a Bible study now, and it's so simple to get Bible studies. Where's John Martin? Is he here? Or he must have gone. We got a Bible study now. John works out the train park, I guess you call it. And this lady came. She's from Puerto Rico, lives here in North Platte now, been here 3 years. And John just invited her to church. You know what happened? She came to church. I don't know, been a few Sundays ago. I was visiting with her after church, and she said, "I want to be saved, and I want to know the truth." And she was emphatic. I could tell it in her voice. And I said, "Well, would you like to study? I mean, I know when to close the sale." And I think it was ready to close. And I said, "Would you like to study?" And she said, "Yes." I said, "Would 7 p.m. Tuesday, would that work for you?" She said, "Yes." We're studying with her. She's been in church every Sunday morning for the Bible class, church, morning service, Sunday evening, and Wednesday. I mean, what a blessing it is. And then she was at the ladies' Bible study on Thursday, and she says, I have finally found the true church. I found it. What a blessing. Simple. My wife just visiting with a lady at the flower shop, invited her to church. She said, we've been wanting to come. And her husband showed up that Sunday, and I was visiting with her after church, and she got talking about Revelation. And so I said, well, would you like to study it? She said, yes, I would. I'll visit with my husband, make sure, but yes, I would. So you know why I started that Bible study? Right there with Revelation. Did that once before. It's only two times I've done it. But I guarantee you, they loved it because they could see it. Is it that difficult to get Bible studies? No, it isn't. I want to just do something here. I brought this directory along, church directory. A lot of names that ought to be here that aren't here. But that's all right. People fall away. So I know we want to have share time. Just one thing I want to impress upon your mind is to try at least invite people to church. It's simple. It's easy. Are you going to have everybody that you invite come? No. You're going to have a lot of them tell you, well, we'll be there and they'll never show. But you just keep at it. Don't quit. And eventually somebody's going to show up. Don't get discouraged. This is the work of God. There's not a greater work. Rob and Tandy Ashman, they're both here. Tandy delivered the mail at the church building. And I don't remember how we got into the conversation. Knowing Tandy, she probably brought it up. I think probably, would that be right, Tandy? She brought up about church. And boy, I mean, she's got my attention. And I don't know, Vira Church, whatever. I can't remember the conversation. Rob and Tandy showed up Sunday morning, got a Bible study with them, baptized, and they got a Bible study with her mother, and then a Bible study with one of her friends from the church they used to attend, and she was baptized. And we were studying, well, I'll never forget it. I can't even remember her name. What was her name? Judy. Studying there with Rob, Tandy, and Judy and her mom, and finished the Bible study. I said, boy, it'd be wonderful if the Lord had just come tonight. And Judy said, oh, no, it wouldn't. She wasn't ready. Do you remember that? Oh, my. I thought, boy, this is going to be a conversion. Here's Terry and Ginger Ault. I don't know whether I'm going to have time to go through all these or not. I'm going to try. But I had all the people in the church take, and Ken Elmshouse, we got page, the A's of the phone directory, just cut them out, gave that, and we had a little survey going. We just got one Bible study. That was Terry Ault. And Kent was doing the interview and said, would you like to have a study? And Terry said, yes, I would. And Kent, would you tell the people what you said?
I said,
you would? You would? He showed up in my office. We studied, baptized him. His wife, Kent and I were calling his wife-to-be, not at that time, they got married a little later, but I knew her from the bank. We were calling, we knocked on her door, and she answered the door and talked to her, and she wanted a Bible study, got a Bible study with her, converted. I never talked her into it. She just wanted to study. Here is Connie Burnell, and I was calling her one day, and she said, yeah, she wanted to study. Study with her. She got baptized. Still faithful to the Lord. Here's Kent and Sue. And I believe Steve Johnson was responsible for talking to you, wasn't he? I don't know if Steve's still here or not.
No.
He still had to take off. Okay. But he visited. I don't know what he said to you. Do you remember what he said? Amen. This is really a good Bible study. You ought to see it. I agree. And they came to church, got a Bible study. That's been 1972 or 73? 80 tons, 70, man. Yes. Let's see. And Marcia Gibson, door to door. Want to study? Yep, wants to study. Here's H.L. and Kathy Lynn. I knocked on their door 3 times going through North Platte. I've knocked on the houses in that town so many times I couldn't count them all. But 3 times. And the last time I knocked, but always been friendly. I debated. I said, well, shall I call on them or not? Well, they've always been kind. I will. I've had some that haven't been kind. I won't go back. I've got some doors there that I don't touch. And one guy said, you come back here again, I'm going to knock you off my porch. You understand? Now, that was years ago. I don't know if he's still living there, but I still don't call on that house. I'm not like the Apostle Paul. But anyway, they're talking, and she got to talking Revelation. They were studying or something at the Baptist church and want to know something about it. And I said, well, would you like to study that? And she said, yeah. Well, I talked to my husband about that time. He came home, got the Bible study, studied Revelations with him. And then when I finished that, I go back to Genesis 1 and go all the way through the Bible study to convert them. But I know once they finish that, it's just a matter of time where they're going to be baptized. Dale and Joy Osborne, somebody, I think it was there's another family in the church had been baptized. They invited them to church. They came, got a Bible study with them, and they're converted. And then Kim Richter just knocked on their door one time, talked to them, went back the second time, left a little note in the door. They showed up, I don't know, a month later or something like that. I don't remember, and got a Bible study with them. As faithful to the Lord and to this day. Let's see. The signs, John and Annette's signs, they came to VBS. Well, enjoyed VBS, talked to them. They wanted to study the Bible, got a Bible study with them, baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of sins and still faithful. Bob and Susie Soche, Dave Mahachak, it'd be Matt's father. He and I were out calling and knocked on Bob and Susie's door, and they wanted to study the Bible, got a Bible study with them, and they were baptized into Christ. And Kim Whitson, she's there, been there for years. She was actually baptized before we came, but she re-baptized. But I hope you can understand, I didn't talk anybody into any of this, not one person. They wanted to study. They had a desire. Mike, did I leave Mike and McClanahan out of here? How did I do? Miss a page or something? I just missed the whole page. Oh, my, my. How could I do that? Dave and Susan Bajacek got a Bible study with her. That was the first Bible study I had. We were there in April of 82. They were baptized, I believe, around in August, somewhere along in there. And Susan wanted to study. Dave wanted to study. Got the Bible study with them. Baptized. Craig Molesbury, he came into the office to work on the copy machine. And he said, I understand you folks think you're the only church going to be saved. You're right. The rest of you are going to hell. No, I don't know what I said. I said, well, Would you like to study and find out? We're going to talk about the Lord's Supper. He said, yeah, I would. Got the Bible study? Baptized into Christ. John Martin knocked on his door. He's kind of hedging there just a little bit. I said, well, just take one Bible study. Just see. Well, there he is. What? I know it. Yeah, I talked him into it. I just used you a little bit ago as an illustration where you invited Mary. It was really hard to get her to come, wasn't it, John?
It's just a blessing. And she's got 3 daughters that are just jeweled and just gravitated to the church.
Aren't they? They're just sweet as they can be, aren't they? They're just bubbly. Like my granddaughter. See her. I mean, just bubble, bubble, bubble. I mean, they just full of life. They just add life to the church, and the church is so good. That's another thing. You got to have a church that loves people and that fellowships them and even invites them over to their home and talks to them when they come to church. Is that important? You don't do that. People feel it. When they come there, they're going to listen to the message. I don't want to discount that message. And also, how they're accepted. I hear people say those other churches are so cold. They are. John, and so I said, just take one Bible study. And he did, and he got baptized, and here he is. He's a good man. I got some of these in here. I missed some of them. And then McClanahan's, are they still here? Okay, yes. Mike came to church. It was Cleo invited him. And came with Cleo. And I happened to be studying on the tongues. And Mike had been arguing, was it a Baptist church? He's going to a tongue-speaking church, showing him what the Bible said. And he didn't agree with the preacher. He came there on a Wednesday night studying the Word of God and studying that very thing. And he went home and told his wife, he says, I think we found the right church. Can people understand the right church if they want to? They can understand truth. There are a lot of scriptures that I had here that I would like to have gone through, but due to time here, and we want to have a sharing time. You can study the scriptures, the book of Acts in chapter 2. I mean, those apostles were on fire. They picked up the same cause that Jesus had, and they were beaten for that work and told them, don't you ever speak in this name again. We must obey God rather than men. And then they beat them, and they went right on teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ from house to house publicly and door to door. I mean, those men were on fire for God. You couldn't stop them, and they gave their very lives for it. Take some of those invitations you got, put them in your pocket. Just start inviting people to church. That's all John did. That's all I do, invite them to church. If I can get a little voice, just a little conversation with them. That's all I want. Just a little. I try to get them to talk to me if I can. If they won't talk, I can't do anything because I can't talk them into it. But are you going to win some? You just keep everlastingly at it. God will give the increase. Guarantee it. All right. Jerry, I'll turn it over to you. It's been a blessing to be here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.